Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What about bump, 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 beat it up?
What about I'm saving my big reaction to that? Do you think I would have reacted strongly to that already? My back shot sounds like
bongos. Do you know that I was in my house last night alone saying bongos, bump, 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 bump. And I was texting people, not you, texting people bongos, bong, 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 as reactions, because there's nothing else in my head that was like swirling around. It was bong, bong, bong. Talk about an earworm. You're not listening to me.
No, I am. I'm looking at my calendar because I'm remembering what things I save to talk about you. I'm trying to be responsible so that we come in here and actually have something to say.
I got plenty of things to say. Bong, 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 beat it up. Eat this ass like a plum, then wipe your mouth when you're done. Okay. It's so vulgar.
McDonald's. What is that from?
That's from Missy Elliott.
Is it? It is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
McDonald's.
It's not McDonald's.
Right?
It's not McDonald's. It's something else, though. It's ba-ba-da-do. What is that? What is that?
Isn't it McDonald's? McDonald's. I don't know. Do you like McDonald's?
Yeah,
I do. What's the order?
The order is chicken nuggets, large fry, apple pie.
Love those apple pies.
Love those apple, the crispy ones, the fried ones, not those baked ones, not that baked shit. Okay. And then I'm going to try to conserve my energy today because what I did not
this
do yesterday.
This is you conserving your energy?
Shh, okay. bonk, bonk. Yesterday, I did not do that. And then after lunch, I hit a wall so hard. When I got home, I was so cranky that if I heard a human voice, I would have snapped at it like a piranha. Like
you know
a
what
piranha.
It is? You might be having too much espresso.
Like a piranha.
Too much caffeine can make people very irritable.
Okay.
Have you ever been over-caffeinated where you're like...
Are you kidding
you're
me?
You're like, should we rip up the carpet in this room? What did you say to me? Like everything is irritable.
I had a headache. No water.
That was water
all fucking day.
That was you and I. Do you remember when we went to Australia?
Exactly.
We got on the plane, vibrating.
It was 7 or 8 Red Bulls, no water.
It was like season 3 of maybe. Yeah. And you and I were sitting in like seat 3A and 3B. Thank God we were first class. Thank you in the dark, like whoever. Yeah. And the flight attendant's like, I'm a really big fan. And we're like, and what the fuck does that have to do with us? You know what I mean? We were just like
headache. Like it was, you could feel your brain pushing your skull, like pushing against your skull, trying to escape.
I sometimes feel it as like my heart beating in my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Like a pulsing in the brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you have the behind the eye. There's all kind
and
of
I'm
icky
assuming
stuff
it's because you're, I think
dehydrated.
Caffeine, well, you're dehydrated. I think caffeine opens your blood vessels a little bit. So you're kind
it's
of
a constrictor.
Oh, maybe that's why it just feels like it's hotter, tighter.
Yeah. Hotter, tighter, wetter. This pussy tight like a nun. Okay.
Also, her pussy's not tight like a nun. There's no way. But nuns don't have any sex.
Eat this ass like a plum. Then wipe your mouth when you're done. Okay. It's so vulgar. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube, age restricted, of course, but it's right off the bat. The imagery is so in your face, so vulgar, not musical, the song at all. It's not like, it's very catchy, but it's not musical. I think it's just like, cause it's like a bong, bong, bong. It's like ping pong. It's like hearing a ping pong game. Bong, bong, bong. But there's no like melody to it really. I just find it fascinating.
Sometimes in songs, the percussion is main thing you wait for. Like, what's what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of like Friends.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there's some little dumb thing that is the hook and you're weird.
Yeah.
Or Rolling in the Deep. There's a, you crave that straight beat. I don't know what that is. I guess that's called songwriting.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess that's strategic. I guess you're supposed to write songs so that people want to listen to. Do you know what somebody said to me once?
You go bonk, 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 beat it up.
A producer that you and I have both worked with, I think I've told him this story. He said to me once when I first started working with him, he said, so I listened to some of your stuff. You know, you're obviously probably coming to me because you want to change up your sound. Right off the bat, have you thought about hooks? And I just looked at him and he said, oh, hooks are like when you put something in the song to make people want to listen to it. And they go, yeah. And I went, I thought I did.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Sometimes
beat
when
it
you,
up.
You, I myself am an open book waiting to be read. And then when someone chooses to read, I'm shocked.
You're shocked. And then you.
I'm shocked. I'm like, what? I don't know. But by the way, I love these top bottom matching sets, but it is hospital.
No, it's not.
Always hospital.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Actually, it's tennis lessons, you fucking freak. Well, you who's know, going to a hospital in a cream linen one piece?
This is what I think straight influencers dress like.
Okay, but that's not a hospital.
I need one of those puffs, those hair puff perms.
This pussy tight like a nun. Okay. I think you look great. I love this outfit.
Oh, thank God. You know, I really love monochromatic. That's how I know that there's probably something wrong with me.
Not wrong.
Monochromatic
just particular.
Makes me feel like...
That pussy tight like a nun.
Like if
okay.
these weren't cream and they were white, I would be in here climbing the walls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Cream. It has to be cream on cream. It can't
crispy,
be white and cream.
Creamy
white
outfit.
Cream. I also have a very big problem with pastel pinks and hot pinks.
Oh,
they're not, just because they're all pink doesn't mean they all go.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. You'll wipe your mouth when you're done. Okay.
Exactly. You know what I did? I got to tell you this. I saved a story for you finally. So Monday, I got invited by the filmmaker Sofia Coppola to come to see Priscilla,
the movie.
Queen of the Desert. No. Priscilla, the movie, right? And I go to see the movie at the Academy Museum. Have you ever been? Okay. There's an Academy Museum where they have like, you know, the bunny from Donnie Darko, the wigs from Edward Scissorhands.
The dress from Julia Roberts, or Pretty Woman, or whatever.
The dress from Julia Roberts. Just, they go to her closet. They just grab something off
like
the rack.
A plum. Okay.
And so I go to the thing and I sit there and I'd never seen a Sofia Coppola film. I'm sorry. I don't know about cinema.
The Virgin Suicide.
My favorite movie's Uncle Buck.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She's not exactly a cinephile.
No.
Not exactly a cinephile.
But by the
Marie
way.
Marie Antoinette.
Yes. So I watched the film.
Lost in Translation.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any of them.
Lovely.
So this is my first Sofia Coppola film. And I said, David, what is it about these films that make it what it is? And David said, oh, it's kind of like very cinema, very narrative. And he said, it's often very feminine, these movies. And I said, great. I will probably love that.
Yeah.
Because I'm feminine. So I thought, I'm going to love it. So
you're the kind of guy who likes Empire Records.
I didn't like that movie.
Okay.
I feel bad because David showed me that movie just 2 months ago. And I said, do you know how little of this movie was story, dialogue?
Oh, right.
It's just like a music video.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Nothing happens. Some bald girl working at a record store. Give me a break. Go to Hollywood Boulevard. Anyway.
But, okay.
So I go there and I go, well, who knows? I should go in drag, right? And then I thought, I should go in Priscilla drag. They're inviting me. I should go in like a dark hair 60s kind of look.
You went to that thing with like that?
So at the last second, I go, you know, it's kind of inappropriate. Because I was like, David, you should be wearing like a blue Hawaii kind of shirt. And I'll go as Priscilla. It'd be kind of cute. Because I think if they ask Trixie to come, they want Trixie to show up. So then I feel guilty because I get a free movie ticket, but they're probably expecting me to show up in drag, so I don't know. Because you never know the vibe. Because like, when you got Nina West showing up as Ursula, I'm like, well, am I supposed to do that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a Disney stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I go, and at the last minute, I decide not to. And I was planning a dark wig. I was planning a Priscilla look. And I was like, at the last minute, I go, you know what? I don't know the movie. I don't know the vibe. I'm not going to do it. And sitting through a movie in drag sucks. I went to Barbie, I sat there in drag like... The movie was great, but I sat there counting the seconds, like my corset, my shoes, my lashes.
Huge hair obstructing the view of the people behind you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So
okay.
I go, I sit, and it's all the stars are out.
Like
the
who?
Kate Berlantz.
Okay.
That's about it. No, Rashida Jones.
Okay.
Loved seeing Rashida Jones.
Okay, who
obviously
else?
Obviously, Sophia's there.
Okay, who else?
Okay, so I have this problem where
I see a celebrity, three C-list
but I know their
stars.
Faces, but don't know their names.
Okay,
and I have this problem where I don't know their names, but if I know a celebrity and I see them, I have to say their name out loud. So okay. I would go, oh, Katya. You know what I mean? I have to
Amy
just
Adams.
Say it. Yes, exactly.
And you point right.
But
in
I don't
the
always have
face.
The name right. So Catherine Hahn walks in front of us, and I go, oh, Madeline Kahn. Just why not? Why not? And David goes,
are you
that's Catherine
serious?
Hahn. And I go,
are you fucking
she didn't
serious?
Hear me.
Okay,
she didn't hear me.
She's dead.
David goes,
she's very dead.
First of all,
dead.
Can you not say their names? Second of all, say the right name. I'm like, you're right.
Oh, my God.
It's rude to say the name, and it's rude to say the wrong
ooh,
name.
It's
you know
rude
what I mean?
To say right. It's like you're.
Well, it's like when I say I love Michelle Branch and someone says, oh, I love 1,000 Miles. And I'm like, that's Vanessa Carlton. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's worse to get the name wrong.
Well, I mean, fucking MSNBC or some shit just posted this thing of Simone Biles. It's like, mama, that's Shalice Jones. It's not even fucking Simone Biles. That's the other black gymnast.
Well, I saw
it's
that
like
thing.
Crazy.
From- I saw
crazy.
The Russian gymnast being like, that's not art. That's just
oh,
stunts.
Yeah. Oh.
And you were like, pack it up. Sorry, you're bitter.
Yeah, sorry you're fat and ugly, bitch.
Sorry you're bitter. Sorry you can't touch her.
Sorry that your team got suspended from competing because of doping. Boo, 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 boo. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Beat it up. Pack it up.
Also, athleticism comes in many forms.
Yeah, no
some
shit.
People are going to be more dancey and some people are going to be more stunty, whatever.
The argument she's making is an argument that has been made ad nauseum, but she is actually wrong in this case because Simone actually has insanely good execution for someone who's all tricks. Like there have been the Carrie Strugs who are just power tumblers and not particularly elegant, you
sure.
know what I mean? But are clean enough to be like, to get good scores. Simone is actually fucking elegant. And she her execution is cunty.
Well, if there's art and athleticism, everybody's going to be on that spectrum
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, and she's squarely in the middle, and she's shitting on them Russian hosts who aren't even
I love
at the
what
meet
you tweeted,
because they're doping.
I love what you tweeted, because it's like, girl,
shut
bitter
the
boots,
fuck up. Yeah,
bitter boots.
Bitter, go suck on the, go, ugh.
Bitter boots, bitter boots.
I hate it.
Bitter boots. You know what it gives? That girl at every bar, that older queen who quote unquote doesn't watch the show.
Yes.
Okay, Miss Bitter Boots.
Bitter
boots.
Bitter
what are you
nasty.
Days of Our Lives?
Yeah, bitter yeah, okay. and nasty.
So
anyways, Priscilla.
I go there, I'm sitting, and there are seats around us that are empty, and Dave and I are sitting there, and I got there nice and early, and of course, the actor and actress come out who played Elvis and Priscilla. They were so nice and cool. Sophia
Jacob
comes
Elordi?
Out.
Jacob Elordi?
Yes, he was there. He was a great Elvis.
Okay.
He was a great Elvis. He was so handsome in the movie. He's so tall.
I mean, he's
and his
he's
Elvis was so
stunner.
Good without being like a Halloween impersonation.
Without the,
you know.
Yeah.
And his
Miss Austin Butler.
And it was really, really good. I didn't
Miss
see
Austin
Elvis.
Butler.
I didn't see Austin Butler.
I didn't either. So I'm just talking shit.
Jacob Elordi okay. was great. And yeah. the woman who plays Priscilla, I forget her name.
Kaya Gerber.
Yes.
Who is it?
Kaya
Spaney. Gerber.
Went so hard.
So
she's
hard.
Amazing in
really?
This movie. Yeah,
good
she's so
her.
Good. Oh my gosh, she just made
well,
me cry.
Well, she's Cindy Crawford's daughter. She better be good.
And it's an intimate telling of a very, I'm sure, intense time in her life,
right?
Yeah. Priscilla comes out and gives a little nod, right? Yeah. The real person. And
the
I'm like,
real
and, you know, as a 60s enthusiast, I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking Priscilla. The hair that, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like that now. Now she looks like a person. Before
yeah.
she looked like a baby doll almost.
Yeah.
She comes out and sits right in front of us, right here. So I'm watching the movie over Priscilla's fucking shoulder.
Okay.
And David turns, she sits down, David turns to me and goes, you're kidding. And I'm like, this is crazy. We're sitting with Priscilla's, her back is on my knee basically. And I'm like, we're watching the movie of her life in front of her, like right with her. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy, right? And the movie, not to give anything away, is a lot of highs in her life in that time and a lot of lows.
Yeah.
And very intimate. And it yeah. was so, you know, I'm watching her and then at certain scenes, I'm watching her react to watching a dramatization of a particularly sad moment or like, and I just was like, my God, I've done a documentary or whatever, but imagine watching a dramatization of something that happened to you decades ago.
Mm-hmm. With a ghoul behind you.
with me, yeah. And by the way, there are scenes where it's, let's say,
don't sugarcoat
I don't want to say
just
abuse.
Say, just, yeah, yeah.
There's not great moments in their
chopping
relationship.
Yeah.
And then what? You're having a tender moment and you turn to your right and there's a man dressed as you like in that moment. I went, thank fucking God. I'm not dressed as her.
I'm so
thank
glad you did
God.
Not. There's no universe in which that would seem
so she would have walked in and looked
like
to me and
favorable.
Said, oh really? Is that what you think?
Yeah. Is like, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, fun fact, she is responsible for probably my favorite moment in cinematic history. My favorite moment out of any movie ever. Nice Beaver, thanks. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah.
That is so fucking funny from The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
She, in all three of those goddamn movies, she fucking shitted on him.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Yeah. She's so, and so I know it's not relevant.
Funny.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
I remember I'm watching Naked Gun as a kid and being like,
how hot.
That's the most
and
beautiful
wet.
Woman.
Yeah. I'm making a roast. How hot and wet do you like it?
Yeah. She's amazing.
She's so good. And the casting was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley.
Yeah. She was amazing though. And the movie about her life is obviously you have to.
Did you love it? You loved it?
Yes. I'm watching it being like, this bitch lived in Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch was married to Elvis.
Yeah.
She met him when she was 14, 15. Like,
okay.
What is that life? It was a really cool movie. The makeup and costume alone, you're like, holy crap. When she's at peak 60s Priscilla and she's in black giant bouffants.
A beehive. Literally a beehive.
With giant lashes. You're like,
yeah, behind.
She was like a little baby doll.
Crazy.
And she's so young. She's like 19. Like, wow. You're like, oh my God.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com. Anyway, it was a great movie. And then I went to see Sophia afterward and said, you know, love the film.
Good job, ho.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me. And yeah. She said, I thought you were going to come dressed up. And I said, oh, well, I sometimes do, but
she said that.
Yeah. And I said, well, sometimes at movies, I feel inappropriate sitting and dragging a movie theater, watching a movie. I said, the lashes, the corset, it's so uncomfortable. And Rashida Jones overhears and goes, yeah, welcome to being a woman. And I was like, damn.
That's actually not fucking true though. Sorry about it. Like that's actually not true.
Oh no, women aren't doing what I'm doing.
They're not.
And they shouldn't have to.
They're not. I mean, they're not.
Priscilla might've been doing what I was doing for a while.
But also they're not obstructing views.
Right.
And causing a scene.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Inappropriate. They're not like pulling focus.
We're watching a domestic abuse scene and I'm festively dressed as the person on the
kid. You're dressed like Halloween, like you're going trick or treating.
Yeah, inappropriate. Inappropriate.
It's not. Okay.
But I said, thank you for inviting me, and I wanted to introduce her to David because David loves her films. And then
this
I'm
is
nut
Sophie.
For The Office.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, Rashida.
And I said, Rashida, I'm sorry to tell you, I love you. I'm a huge fan. She said, you're a fan of me. I said, Ann Perkins from Parks and Rec and Karen Filippelli.
Oh, she was on The Office?
Yes, for like 3 seasons.
Okay.
She was the girl that Jim kind of goes for when he's not with Pam. And so as an audience member, you're like, ooh, I like her, but she's not Pam. What do I do? You know?
Yeah.
And I just was like, I said, The Office is my comfort program. And I watch it whenever I'm not feeling good.
I
watch it about 3 times a year.
Okay.
What does that tell you about where I've been?
Mm-hmm.
And she laughed.
Yeah.
And I said, do you ever do outgoing voicemail message? And Dave was like, you got to go. Well, you got to step away. Step away.
Step away from Miss Jones.
Yeah. Well, I know someone
Daughter
who's good friends
Quincy.
With Steve Carell. And I said, don't ever bring him over here.
No.
Because I will embarrass you, me, and Dupree. Everyone here will be embarrassed by my behavior.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a fun little night. Ate my weight. And they kept coming around with those little trays. And I kept finding different people.
Yellowfin tuna?
I had three little banana puddings. I just kept taking them. I'm like, well, no one here's eating them.
Bitch.
Yep. I'm taking them.
That's okay. I'm so glad you didn't go in drag. This pussy
inappropriate.
Tight like a nun.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Totally.
But then when they invite you, I'm like, well, they expect me to come and drag? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then she goes, oh, I thought you'd come and drag. So maybe she was expecting, you know, I don't know.
Well, she can expect all she wants. Is she going to fucking, but you did the right thing.
Who's going to tuck my pussy?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, I have to share with you a musical moment.
Tell me. Yeah.
Can I share it to you on the microphone? I've been listening to a song. It is so good. On repeat for the last, oh, I don't know, like probably 25 times, 25 to 35 times a day. Not joking.
Yeah, I got a sense of that.
It's so
it no, seems like it bonk, imprinted on you.
It's not bonk, bonk, bonk. It's an Italian song, and it's so lovely.
That's nice. Wow, che caldo. Oh, I like that. This is sick.
It's so good. When we get to the chorus, I swear it's worth it.
Who is it?
It's Miss Keta.
Mosquito.
Here you go. It's so lovely. It's like it's such a hit, such a banger.
That is a beautiful song.
Isn't it beautiful?
Love.
It's beautiful.
Love. Give him a shout out. How do the kids find that?
Miss Keta. Miss Keta on she's an Italian singer. She did a remix on my remix album. She's a wonderful, she wears a mask. I feel like she is the Italian female counterpart to Orville Peck because she always wears a mask. She's a rapper. Her music is so cunty. I love it so, 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 so much. And she, this one is like very poppy. She does a lot of like more experimentalish rap. I mean, she's kind of all over the place, but she's so fucking good and I love her so much.
You know, for the pop girls, if the drag queens love you, I think you're doing something right.
Oh, she's doing so many things right. She had a song on the White Lotus soundtrack season 2, and which is so good. And she's the only female rapper who has male rap features that I don't hate. That's a hard one because you know what I mean? If you're in it the girls, you don't want to fuck with the guys.
I hate a male rap bridge. I hate it.
I hate it too. I hate it so much. Boom Boom by Lebeda has that he's fine, whatever.
Christina Aguilera, Dirty with Redman.
No, get
I'm
out
like,
of there.
I'm like, bring me back the dirty.
Yeah, Ludacris, get out of there. Lil Wayne, get out of there. Yeah. We don't want all that.
There's this song.
Okay.
It's tough. I never, as a homosexual who's there for the girls,
the girls
I'm always
you
like,
don't want the guy. Like, you're like, I literally will take, when Pharaoh comes on, I'll literally skip it ahead on Boom Boom because I'm like, I don't want to listen to him talking about his little skinny ass broke some bed.
That's
like,
different than call and response. E52s or Aqua, where it's girl, boy, call and response.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Because it's the fun of that. But when it's all girl song and then a guy's like, you're like,
yeah, fuck off, go somewhere
can't
else.
Can't you let the girls have one thing?
Yeah, but I also love, I think it's like a, she does it in the song where she calls in responses to herself. So she goes, da 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 da, ah, da 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 da, chic.
Chic. Okay.
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 McDonald's.
Okay. McDonald's. Oh, you know what okay is? Okay is Caswell ice cream truck.
Oh.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, give me some more. Okay. That's what it is.
But what's McDonald's? It's it's not McDonald's. It's not McDonald's.
What is it?
It's get your freak on. It's get your freak on. Get your freak on.
But I don't think she says McDonald's.
She does not.
But
she does not say McDonald's. What did she say though?
McDonald's. It's like, you know where I eat a lot of McDonald's? You know where I eat a lot of McDonald's? The UK.
Yes.
Because the McDonald's in the UK is better.
It's cunty. It's also cunty in France.
They have veggie burgers.
It's cunty in China.
It's so good.
It's cunty everywhere.
The Sydney airport where they have the double-decker McDonald's where you can order from the top and it comes down one of those bank tubes.
Oh, that's fierce.
Yeah, it's fierce.
I've gotten used to the, how about this though? McDonald's sometimes so crowded you have to wait in line. Have you ever waited in line over 30 minutes for McDonald's in another country?
Okay. No.
You haven't?
No.
I just did it when we were doing that comedy festival, I think, in Montreal.
Other countries have more vegetarian shit. And and I think the other countries, I wait less.
Oh, really?
Like KFC in Europe has vegetarian chicken.
Okay.
It's so sickening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In America, there is nothing for me to fucking eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nothing for me to eat at KFC. That's why Taco Bell is the tea.
Yeah, Taco Bell is the tea.
Yeah.
I'm late in life to Taco Bell, but I love it.
Okay. It's been so fun to see you arrive. I don't really care what else happens to you, but to see you come into your own as a Taco Bell woman?
Wait a minute.
What?
What is this?
What is what?
What is this?
James.
James.
What was that?
Wait a minute. I watched
James.
I thought you were saying Jane. I watched the whole comeback over again. And I know we talked about it ad nauseum.
No, it's
but
worth it.
It's like,
It's so ahead of its time.
I know. And I can't get over the fact that, like, I mean, it was 2005? I think it was 2005, the first season, and then 2014, the second season.
I think it's, like, mostly unscripted.
And, I mean, it is so, like, when she goes on Leno at the end of the first season, and she's, like, she thinks she's been humiliated, and it's premiered, and she's so humiliated. She's so, like, she's, like, flipping out, and then she gets renewed and smoking in the dressing room of Jay Leno, and, like, I was like, this is so... It is so ahead of its time.
It is. And the performance she gives, because Vanderpump was on it, season two. And I asked her, so what is it like working with her in that environment where she's playing Valerie Cherish?
Yeah.
And she said, Vanderpump told me, you're kind of instructed what points are being hit on.
Okay.
Your part is she said her part was kind of semi-scripted, but she was told, like, Lisa's just going to go. So just roll with it.
Oh, wow.
She just lets loose just raw talent and character.
Oh, my God.
She plays Valerie like, it's not just funny. It's so real.
It's so real. It's scary.
You really
it's
think?
It's so scary.
And she's so ridiculous, but my God, do you root for her.
Yeah. And it's scary. There are moments where it's so scary. Like there's a scene in the second season where she's talking to Malin Ackerman at her party. And Juna is like, you hurt me. And she can't break through because it's like...
Because the camera's there.
And Valerie won't let herself be real. And it's so, I don't know how to describe it. It's like so crazy.
I know we've talked about it. When she's on the verge of divorce.
Yeah.
And Jane is like, people are going to want to hear your story. She's like, I can't put on a body microphone to go try to save my marriage. And then she does. And her husband's like, are you wearing a wire? I watched that sobbing.
Yeah.
It was so moving. That show makes you feel comfortable by being so slapsticky and stupid. Yeah. Also, the music choices at the end of every episode are so funny.
Yeah. Cherish.
It's like a somber, weird moment. And then like, I'm coming out. You're like, okay. Because it's HBO money. So like, you know, but that's how like Tracy Takes On was. Sometimes the music they would pick, you'd be like, work.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a Tracy Ullman and she was in some of those movies.
Bullets Over Broadway. Yeah.
And she's Tracy Ullman goes off. Bona fide drag queen.
Yeah.
Bona fide drag queen.
And it's tough with her because I've been a fan of her since like for longer, like forever ago. Maybe this is like controversial, but incredible talent. Not just doesn't get writing that's at her level. A lot of times. Doesn't receive her talent for acting and disappearing into another character is so next level. A lot of times the writing is not up there.
Interesting.
It's like way back when Tracy Takes On, some of those characters are so incredible. The writing's, but later on the Showtime series, the writing is just not there. She's so incredibly talented.
Yeah.
But like, But the writing does not match.
Well, I remember watching that show and being like, I was a kid, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I barely understood she was the person playing all these characters.
Do you remember? I mean.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's got to be the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy Takes On on HBO, and lesbian golfer. Chris.
Her doing They Don't Know was the theme song.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, what a weird, why is she singing this song?
Yeah.
It's her song.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's singing, yeah.
And then I used to lip sync in the nightclubs to it because that's what the kids want to hear. And
Tracy.
Oh, I used to lip sync to They Don't Know all the time. And 18-year-old fans like,
they don't
18-year-old
know this
blue-haired
is a great
heterosexual fans like, work. But when are you going to do the Sissy That Walk? And I'm like, they don't know. But yeah,
they don't know how good of a song this is.
You want to talk about the pity dollar?
Oh,
my lip syncing, the pity dollar. Now when I get like, I'm doing Halloween next week at my bar in Milwaukee and I just called and said, I'm not going to do a number. It's best for everyone.
You should do a little tipping number. I'm coming out to show.
Now when I do have to do a number, I wear like a sequin, like a sequin showstopper with a boa. And I do like, get this party started. And I just walk around.
Drag queen number six doing track number three.
I'm coming out.
Yeah.
That like, just put on the good old.
Yeah. The boopity boopity. And I'm going to go doopity doopity.
Yes. And don't overthink it. Okay. And don't expect too much of me.
I mean, when I went to the, I was not prepared for the generosity of the crowd when I went to your bar.
They go hard. They went, love you.
I'm
not famous in Milwaukee. You are Beyonce.
I could not believe it. I was like, y'all really are doing this to me right now. I was like, but what I'm presenting to you is not, it's like Tracy and the writing. It's like, what I'm presenting to you right now is not worthy of the cash you're giving me. So
you're like, if you could calibrate, you're like, bring it down to 50. Start giving me quarters.
Yeah, seriously.
You know,
let's start with some loose change.
Because I'm not willing to get up here for you. So if you give me this, now I'm going to forget to give you that.
After the third $100 bill, not bragging, just saying, like I was like, I'm going to break another hip. I'm going to need another surgery because I'm going to go hard. It was so fun.
And you never know people's financial situations. Maybe some people got it like that.
But I don't think so, though. I assume that they don't.
But usually the people tipping really generously, I'm like, what are you, 23?
I know. I'm like, are you in a manic episode right now? Like, are you like,
I'm going to hold on to this to you until you're ready to get it back.
Yes,
you know what
totally.
I mean?
And also what your bar has, which Jacques never, ever, ever did, never dreamed of doing, never could have done, is had a bona fide tip person to collect and separate and label the tips of each performer and arrange them in a way that is so incredibly fierce. I've never seen that in my life.
We try to do things
in
my travels.
Never like, seen it.
You know, we try to do things that if I was a drag queen working there,
yeah.
What's the extra thing that would just make me better at my job?
That was
Can I just
so
have air conditioning? Can I just have someone to get the tips?
Boom.
Can I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can
it
I have a shot
so
and drink person run down to the dressing room a few times so I don't have to go up and get a drink?
Cunty.
Little things.
Cunty. It was cunty.
Well, you know, if you owned a bar, you wouldn't want the drag queens to have the same shitty life you did.
Mm-mm. No. I'd rather like all the drag queens would have things in place before the patrons had alcohol.
Yeah. You know, you guys can't come in tonight. The drag queens actually drank all the booze. And so there's nothing left for you, Gina.
Okay.
I had another celebrity encounter.
Okay, tell me.
And I woke up Tuesday. It was Dave and I's anniversary. I woke up in the Amoeba X. You're not Twitter. X.
The Amoeba what?
Amoeba's X. Not their Twitter. Their X
account. I refuse.
Just like people like me who are just like on the cutting edge of everything.
Oh God. Is this like spools or whatever? It's not spools.
Threads.
Yeah.
Spools. Damn. I bet you when Threads gets bought.
Okay.
I'm over here on yarn. Yeah. Are y'all on macrame?
He's spinning a yarn on spools. Girl, shit. Fuck, all these little social media things.
I'm
like,
know.
Don't make any new ones.
Don't make any new ones.
Nurse Betty hasn't gotten grip of the old ones. Okay. You know,
well, I saw Amoeba Hollywood because I've done some signings there and performances.
What is that? Oh, it's a record store.
Record store. I've done some performances there and signings.
Okay.
And they said, today only, Nancy Sinatra will be in store signing some records.
Oh,
if you come at 11 a.m. and buy a record, you can meet Nancy. Now, I've been social media friends with Nancy for years.
Okay.
She's obviously visually a big inspiration for me.
Yes,
right?
Totally.
Because she and I are both
insanely
gorgeous.
Gorgeous ladies.
Yeah, famous, you know, rich parents, and that's just us. And
Old
I go,
blue eyes.
Yes, and I believe she spends a lot of time in Palm Springs, but I never meet her there.
Oh, really?
She's tried to do things at the motel before, and just things haven't lined up.
Okay.
And I go, is it weird if I walk to Amoeba and just buy a record? I said, I want it signed anyway, and if I can meet her at 5 in the store. So I went and got records.
Yeah.
Came back at 5. And I walked and I was like, I don't know how long of a line there'll be. Around blocks away.
Yeah.
Blocks away.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not going to go to the front and be like, I'm an artist and I've done signings here.
Totally,
so let me cut. Because
totally.
I'm like, whatever. So I go to the back. A fan in the front walks all the way back and goes, Trixie, when you did your signing here, you were so nice to me. Will you want to come cut the front of the line with me? And I said, yes,
okay.
I do. So I went to the front and I said, I'm so happy. He said, you were so nice when you did your signing.
That
you shouldn't have to wait to meet Nancy. And I said, I was so happy.
Did you eat that ass like a plum?
I bent him over right there. Yeah. I bent him over. And we did ass to ass. We didn't have a dildo, but
okay.
We had a big Cheeto.
Okay.
McDonald's. So does McDonald's have hot dogs?
Yeah.
No. They should. Does any fast food place have hot dogs?
Nathan's?
Okay. Does Jack in the Box have hot dogs? Because doesn't Jack in the Box have like...
Oh, Shake Shack. Shake Shack famously has hot dogs. Diarrhea City.
Jack in the Box has like tacos, burgers, lasagna, like I think they have
lasagna.
Everything.
Lasagna, I don't know about that. Okay, so back to the line.
So I wait in line,
that's
and
really
I'm in Amoeba,
that's
and
really
I've never
sweet.
Been to a bona fide meet and greet like this.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to be on the receiving end.
Oh, yeah, it's
all of you
yeah.
who've met and greet us,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
very brave people.
It's
Nancy Sinatra.
It's like, yeah.
I peek around the corner, I see her, I go, oh my God, that's Nancy. Like, that's Nancy Sinatra, right?
Yeah.
And we're waiting, and I'm like, David, what am I gonna say to her? Because I know she follows me on the internet and she comments a lot of my pictures. But I'm like, maybe it's not her account. I don't know. Maybe someone else runs it.
Yeah.
So I get up the front, I decide not to tell her who I am or that we know each other online. And I just kind of say, can you sign it to, you know, she signs Nancy Sinatra, no name on both. And I just say, thank you. I love you so much. You're so great. I just hug her and leave. I was scared to say like, I'm Trixie. You follow me on the internet.
Yeah.
So I kept it cool.
I probably would have done the same thing to Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. It's not about who I am. It's about who you are.
Yeah. 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 I don't think I would have said anything or so. Or any. I think I probably just would have kept it
cool. Because to say like, hey, I'm so-and-so. So you should treat me differently than anyone here.
Like if I spit Lana Del Rey, I was like, hey, I remember I did a parody of one of your songs that actually outstreamed you on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm the gay guy in America that you hate.
I'm the gay guy you hate.
Yeah.
Well, then the Amoeba staff were like, Trixie, do you want a picture with Nancy? We're not doing pictures today, but can we get one for socials? And I go, sure. And I come around and I go, I kept it brief, but I said, I love you so much. You're such a huge inspiration to me. And I just love you. Oh, and that's it. Lovely. That's all you need to do.
I love that.
But it was fucking was Nancy great. Sinatra.
Yeah.
Doing a record store signing. And she's probably in her 80s. I was like, this is amazing. It was worth it. The rush I got, it's 1,000 kilos of cocaine. I was like,
that's
and then
awesome.
The fan who let me cut the line, he was like, can I get a record signed? I said, if they have my record here, I'll sign it for you. I'll buy it for you and sign it for you.
Okay.
And they didn't have it.
Oh, it worked.
So I felt bad. But I got to cut, thank God. That is I would have so been lying for hours.
Yeah, yeah, that's so fierce. And then it would have been like, oh, that's really nice.
And I know David went for me, so then he would have stood in line for, you know, David's not going to not complain to my face about standing in line.
Right.
I would have hit him like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's well. Shout out to that fan. That's really
thank
lovely.
Thank God. I wish I remembered
that's
his
really
name,
lovely.
But he let me cut.
That's
thank
so
God.
Nice. That's so so nice.
Meeting an artist you like is exhilarating.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. I don't get why people meet us.
No.
Because we're so ugh. But Nancy Sinatra. I was like,
yeah, yeah,
ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
Especially icons like that. People whose careers have decades long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, that's the same Nancy from television in the '60s.
Yeah.
It's Frank Sinatra's daughter.
It's incredible. Something happened to me that was like almost as exciting as that. I think around the same time, I put in a shelf in my bathroom that has a sharp corner and I whacked my forehead on it.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
What happened?
I whacked. Well, because I was bending over to do something and I just wasn't, I don't know. I wasn't used to it being there. And I whacked it so hard, it started bleeding. And then formed a carbuncle that was like a half an inch raised on the thing. And I was like, I think I'm gonna go have to get stitches.
It wouldn't stop bleeding.
It was just so open.
Cause of the swelling.
It was so open and it was a gash. And I like, and I put like alcohol on it and it would pour blood down. And then
it looks pretty good now.
And now it was fine.
I would have started, I mean,
it
being
was
home
so
alone,
scary.
Blood coming down your face.
And
I would
like,
have been scared.
It was scary and it was late. It was like after midnight. It was horrible. Horrible. And they did it
midnight
again.
Midnight in the hills, slamming your
again.
Head into the wall.
I did it again.
Oh, remember and talk to me when she's licking up her own blood?
And
girl, that's you.
Okay.
Talk to me.
So lick it up when you're done. Okay. Oh,
I don't think that was about blood.
No, that was,
I'm skipping The Exorcist, you told me.
You have to skip The Exorcist and go right to Saw.
To Saw.
Because, and also, this is a funny thing. My therapist saw the Saw movie and he loved it. And that makes me know that I'm on the right track with him.
Do you think there's something wrong with me that I've always loved horror movies, but the older I get, I'm tapping out.
I would never watch this by myself. I went with Orville and we burned so many calories watching this movie. We were screaming and squeezing each other and like looking away and like laughing. And it was like, it's so intense and gross and nasty, disgusting. It's like you have to be in the mood for that.
Isn't he an amazing friend? I know you guys are getting closer. Isn't he amazing?
I love him so much.
He's such a great person.
I love him so much. Yeah.
So fun to hang out with. And also that type of Judy where you can just open up to him. He's such an angel.
I know. He's a really nice person. He makes me want to be a better friend.
I know. And I mean, this doesn't count as him as a friend. Absolutely beyond amazing music he makes.
Oh, I didn't even know. I don't even listen to his music.
The voice is so ridiculously beyond. The songwriting is beyond.
Are you going to that rodeo thing?
I'm working it, yeah.
I think I'm going.
I'm doing a little comedy set. Brittany Broski's hosting. Yeah, if you guys are in Pioneertown in November, I believe, me,
I'm
Orville,
going.
Brittany Broski.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's at Pappy and Harry's. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's their pussy's tight like a nun. Okay.
No, it's like a very legendary like honky-tonk folk bar, country bar.
Of course.
It's very cool.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. Yes, she did. I know. If you want to see the picture, that's us.
Oh, she's
and
about, so
she has this
cute
little Charlie Brown sweater on, and somebody commented, I love your sweater. And she responded, thanks, I got it on Amazon. She's just helping people out. But she is such a fucking star. I just was like, holy crap, this is her. And I've learned, and this is a dark thought, there's certain celebrities I love. You know, I love a lot of older music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you don't meet them before prioritize they die. Getting to meet them now, you might not have 10 more years.
They'll pass on.
I wanted to meet Loretta so bad, and I kept being like, I'll catch her next time. And then she passed a couple years ago, and I'm always like, fuck.
Yeah.
And so Nancy, a few blocks from my house, I was like, we're going, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, plus I was like, I'll pick up this record anyway.
Yeah, and then you head over to McDonald's.
Had Shake Shack the other day.
Diarrhea?
No. They have a great vegetarian burger. And I normally don't like mushroom-based burgers, but it was really good.
Keep it.
It wasn't, you know when the mushroom burger is like a sliced portobello? I'm like, you are Miss Nasty.
Mama,
that is not
mushroom,
a burger.
Mushroom is nasty.
That's right up there with cauliflower steak. Shut up. Have you seen the vegans steak? Eat carrots as hot dogs?
Steak what now?
Cauliflower steaks.
No, that's a vegetable.
Thank you. Have you seen the vegans who boil a hot dog within an inch of its life? No, they boil a carrot within an inch of its life and eat it on a bun with ketchup like a hot dog.
Okay. That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Like, you don't, that is being vegetarian doesn't mean we have to eat parodies
you don't have
of
to,
meat food.
You don't have to do Weird Al eating.
No.
You don't have to be the Weird Al of culinary arts.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so instead of beef jerky, I peel skin off the bottom of my foot and salt it.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to do all that. Diva.
You can just eat your fucking vegetables
just
and fruit,
eat
you
the
bitch.
Vegetables, bitch. Like, people are. I've always said as a vegetarian, the more you try to pretend that food is a meat food, the more disappointed
it's
you will be.
Stupid.
Just don't eat that.
It's stupid. It's not steak. How about this?
I think I'll have a prime rib, aka cauliflower slab.
It's not that. It's something else, and that's okay.
That's like a tofu steak. I'm like, that's.
Yeah.
No one's lived, laughing, loving for a fucking tofu steak, bitch.
It's not steak, you stupid bitch. Fucking bitch.
Do you like guinea pigs?
No.
I think we're done. I think that's enough. I'm getting fucking out of here. Let's give people one more recommendation to that fabulous song.
Oh yeah, this is Profumo, P-R-O-F-U-M-O by Misketa on Apple Music, on Spotify. Profumo, it's so good. Please give it a listen and a stream.
And check out Bongos, why not?
Yeah, Bongos, Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. If I would suggest you go on over to youtube.com and if you're over 18, you can watch the explicit version because you will see in what my... You know, my estimation is the pinnacle of female womanhood. Megan Thee Stallion, her body, you can't touch it. The body makeup.
Yeah.
The body makeup,
the
application.
Face makeup, the hair.
The face card.
The talent.
The hair.
Yeah.
The dancing. The not the strongest verse. I'll just say that. Not the strongest verse on a rap feature. Doesn't matter. She's so
hot. Is that a man rapping?
No. Thank God. Real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit.
She's giving real hot girl shit.
I think she likes Trixie. Didn't she send us a message once?
I don't know. I mean, I would die.
We watched Wednesday on Netflix, she sent us a hi, Trixie, hi, Koch. She knows
did.
We're dead or
she
alive.
She did. I mean, she is so...
She might not like us. She said hi to us. She might not like us. She said hi to us. And I take that as she loves us.
It's not real hot dog shit.
Especially when it's a carrot. I love vegetarian people and vegan people.
Sure.
But when you're boiling a carrot and putting ketchup on it and saying, so delicious.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, bitch.
Carrots on a bun?
Yeah, no. That doesn't sound like bongos at all.
Just eat a vegan hot dog. Eat a fake hot dog.
My hot dog tastes like bongos. It's disgusting.
Do you know how to grill?
Yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard?
Nope. It's like one of the easiest things you can do. Bonk, bonk.
Sometimes
bonk.
The strongest thing you can do is ask for help with your grill. That's why I got veneers.
Okay.
Okay.
McDonald's. Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.